Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Okay, day number 3 in Lent. I know people may be listening to this years later, not in the season of Lent, but this always applies. We should always have a focus and go to God with a contrite heart. That was what jumped out to me today as I was reading the readings. I meditate on the readings, and I strongly suggest everyone start to take up mental prayer or meditation. Why? Because if you do not pray, you will not be saved, said St. Augustine. And praying is not vocal prayer. By the way, there are 9 levels of prayer. Vocal prayer is number 1. Vocal prayer is reciting the chaplet, the rosary, Our Father, Hail Mary, things like that, having that, you know, conversation. Meditation, which is level 2. Think about it. There's 9 levels of prayer, and meditation is level 2, and it's the hardest one for people to adopt. But according to St. Teresa of Avila, it is the gateway to all of the higher levels of prayer. And you must meditate and have mental prayer a part of your daily practice if you want to be a saint. There's no negotiations here. And in addition, let's see who said this. St. Alphonsus Liguori said that if you do not practice mental prayer, you will not battle sin. You cannot walk away from sin. And St. Teresa of Avila said, okay, here's the cool thing, guys. If you practice mental prayer, the devil knows he's lost you. He goes, he says, see ya. I got nothing to do with this one. I can't pull this one back. So it's critical for you to get in a practice of mental prayer and meditation. And you can master your mind. I have retreats on this. I'm actually going to be leading one this Monday in Houston. It takes practice, but there are methods. And every saint mastered their mind. Not every time is 100% beautiful. We all have our days. But when you try and when you attempt to beat the distractions, your prayer still counts. God still says, I got it, even though you feel like, I don't know where my mind was during this whole thing. Okay, this isn't about meditation, but I just wanted to say that this is what popped out as I read the readings this morning. And I decide that I am going to read the readings in order to find my meditation. So Psalm 51, which is the responsorial psalm for today, this sentence jumped out at me. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. That's a big sentence. When you choose to meditate on something, it should be like 5-7 words. So try to hone in a little bit more. But all in all, the reason this jumped out at me is I've been all about praying about a pure heart, a clean heart, God. Everything that I do starts from the heart. Last night, Christine and I talked about words matter, and we kept going back to the fact that if your heart is right and clean and pure, your body follows, your tongue follows, your actions, your words, your thoughts, everything is rooted in a heart that is clean, pure, and pointed towards God. So, a heart contrite, contrite meaning expressing remorse or penitence affected by guilt, and humbled, and I say humbled, I really mean, I am a creature of yours, God. I cannot do any of this on my own. You created me. You have a plan. You, I trust completely. Jesus, I trust in you. Please, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. I constantly go. Lord, I'm on the third day of Lent. Please help me continue with my penance, right? Whatever I chose to sacrifice for you, please help me. You are my strength. And by the way, if you have fallen, get back up. It is not over. Are you kidding me? It's day three. And that is life. Life is a bunch of trips. It's a bunch of falls. Your road, your journey is not straight up. You don't always make this upwards progress. You might fall back. You might fall to the side. You might spin around in circles. Just remember that you just keep walking. Keep your head up, your heart lifted to God. And then the last part, oh God, you will not spurn. So let me read this one more time. A heart contrite and humbled, oh God, you will not spurn. So this is where I really just said, okay, that's a lot. Like if I come to you with a repentant heart and I'm remorseful for my sins and I'm humbled knowing that you are God, oh God, you will not spurn me. You will shower me with blessings. You will give me the strength. You will help protect me. You will be there always. That was a lot for me to meditate on. So I started honing in on the word contrite. And that is what Lent is all about. Us being more remorseful for all of our sinful behavior, which we sin all day, every day. I'm not just talking about mortal sin, you know? I mean, a lot of us on the road have kicked mortal sin, and a lot of us haven't. Oh my gosh, I remember in the beginning of my journey, I kept falling and kept falling. Praise God for confession. If there is anyone listening to this that has a mortal sin on their soul, or even thinks that it might be a mortal sin and isn't really sure, go to confession. Go to masstimes.org. Up at the top, you can see Mass, you can see confession. I think there's also adoration for every day of the week. If you don't want to go to your own parish or you're worried about people seeing you, which is ridiculous, find a place by your work. Find a place in the neighboring town. But do me a favor. When you do find that parish, go to their website and then go to their most recent bulletin. They have more confession times this season than any time. And sometimes they don't update the masstimes.org or they don't update their actual website page. So they do, however, the bulletin that they hand out every week at Mass, that's usually updated. So go to there and then get your butt in line. And do not think that everyone's looking at you because they could care less. They're in the line for themselves. And the devout Catholics, the ones who are on the journey, are more and more and more aware of their sins. This is why I go every week. I don't look at anyone in the line, unless, of course, I see someone that I know and then I'm waving at them. But there is a beauty in that sacrament. It is there for us to take advantage of, to crawl back with a contrite and humble heart to God, so that he can say, yes, you are right with me again. I am going to help you with these sins that you are struggling with. I'm going to help you have a pure, clean heart through my grace, because that's the only way that we truly transform. So if you're questioning whether you should be going to confession, the answer is yes. Go to confession, please. And try today to focus on having that contrite heart. That when you're feeling guilty, don't beat yourself up. Know that God is a loving God. You hear it all the time. God is love. Well, he's loving. That's why he gave us the sacrament of confession, so that we can clean ourselves. It's like a clean slate when we walk out of there. And there are graces that come from us walking in truly with a contrite heart. I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest. I have gone into that confessional and I have confessed a sin in my mind, pretty much knowing I was going to do it again. And that's not really a valid confession. But at that time in my journey, I was trying. I mean, I wanted to not do it, but I walked out thinking, yeah, I'm pretty much sure I'm going to go do this again. Even though I didn't plan on it and I wanted to not do it, that was in the early part of my journey when my Holy Trinity, tried to change my own life. That was when I had the faith in my head and I learned all of the teachings. And I said, holy cow, how am I going to change everything about my life? My words, my actions, my thoughts, everything I have to change. Whoa, how am I going to do this? And guess what? I tried. Me, myself, and I. All the time, falling, running back to confession, falling, running back to confession. It wasn't until I realized that, duh, I need to have some humility here and go to God for this transformation and receive what these people are calling God's grace into my life. And then boom, the transformation was incredible, amazing. But it took me a while to find that contrite heart. So let's, in this third day of Lent and forever, we should always have a contrite heart, that we want to love God with a pure, clean, intended heart, and when we fall, that we go to him with true repentance, true sorrow, true remorse, and receive his love so that we can walk out of that confessional and say, praise God, I am now going to go glorify you. So go be the light. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by a few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.